Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Savvy, co-host, Ghetto G. Still watching Raw. Well, I think Raw is about to be over. But I think we're good with a track here. I said we go with Gilbert's Association. Waste Away.
Tomorrow, darkness seems to turn a home. Take
and make me understand. Life before death is a virtue. I know I don't want to sleep. Don't even want to close my eyes. There's this feeling deep inside me. I won't see tomorrow. Feet on the cold, brush across my face.
It's off all day. watch a boat spring up in your face. I sing love songs to ya the best I can. Get you naked and hit it like a caveman. Then we go to the beach and walk through the sand. I throw a little in your face and say I'm just playing. As you spit it all out, I rub your back and grab your underwear and wet it up your ass crack.
Well, it sounds like contestant number two is just overflowing with sensitivity, Sharon. It's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one is going to win the rights to your net.
Okay, if we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention and what would your pickup line be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
Okay. Ricky Lake.
Fuck that!
You be jocking me quick. I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick. And then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face.
Yeah!
Freak her with your nuts. Yeah, that'll get her.
Tell her that she's fat. Yeah, that'll work even better.
Look, fuck you. I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two. He's mad whack. I walked into a barn and there he was. What's a big fucking smelly ass farm llama?
Yeah, dog!
How you gonna diss your mama?
And we are back, and I have frozen. I'm gonna kill Facebook. But Ben, I don't know about tonight's Raw was kind of weird. I say it was weird as all fuck. But, anyways, let's go to another track. I say, first day out.
Got another funky rhyme. Another funky, funky rhyme. Got another funky rhyme. Another funky rhyme. Another funky, funky rhyme.
My shit, man! That's ICP! This is my shit!
Well, they let the gate up, so I bow. It's been 6 months, pick me up from the county jail. With a smart mama paid my dues. Steel toilets, wore blankets, and rubber shoes. But I ain't nagging. Here comes the fella, I can hear the muffler dragging. Ain't been in the car long, and the fake up, it's almost gone. My nuts are kinda hard, so I need a mate. So my homeboy cousin set me up with a blind date. Your street. We're gonna eat at Mexican Village. Take a cab and I'll pay the tab. And when she showed up, well, I'll be down. Left my wallet at home on the TV stand. Have to pay him for dinner too.
The knot in my sock, it don't bitch you.
She's all pretty up for nothing. I'm smelling like shit and my chin is scruffing. And I'm chewing on my food like a pit bull. Cause I won't fret for the hoe. Suck my face in the bowl of soup and just sucked it all up through my missing tooth. The bitch jumped up with a boom.
I have to fix my hair.
And broke to the bathroom. She got the tab, so I go for mine. And ordered up some 52 vintage wine. Hey, Louie, bring a fucking steak with that. Motherfuckers like jail say, fuck that. She's back now, and her hair ain't fit. Probably took a long, greasy ass, smelly shit. I ain't saying nothing though. I ain't saying nothing about the fucking hoe. What's up, bitch? I'm ready to break. How long can one fat bitch take? Quit snacking and take these sacks. Cause we going home to watch two with Pat.
So, Joe, what is it that you do for a living?
Aw, come on, Pop. You see me selling rocks on Verner and Springwell? Matter of fact, I think I sold to that fat bitch in the kitchen.
Your dad's really cool, sweetheart. I mean, Tim, let me use his car. And he swept me a 50.
Violent J's kinda nifty.
If I'd have hit, you'd have been home free. But now you're coming home with me. Dad, I got a bitch in the bedroom. Take your ass to the barn, don't come.
home soon. Now the juggler's known to smack hoes, but I need the shot too, so I switch to the Mac mode.
My woman, you know I love you, so why don't you just let me fuck you? Now bitch, I know you's a freak, so let me get a little kiss on your cheek, and a fuck to go with that. Come on nympho, let me hit that. Tell you what, you let me stick it, and I got a leftover piece of chicken for you. Your little sewer skank, your nasty little pipe smoking, sack chasing hoe. And that was that. A little smooth talking, she was on her back, and I'm finally sticking. Dump ya, and I'm keeping my chicken. You never guess what, my first day out, and I caught my nut.
Up next, OTEP, Noose and Nail.
The remedy is worse.
And we're back. Up next, Chris Calico, Tech 9, today's.
We love those hoes. There's something about the shows. Make them take off their clothes like
world.
Look at those pickle bitty pretty ones. Itty bitty titty committee can even kick it with me. And they showing cleavage and they flashing headlights. They drinking KCDs, they get their heads right. I would love more than the areola. I love the open, the shoulder, bow the holder. Then I can show you better than I can tell you.
Okay.
Baby be going but she coming too. Make me wanna chew fruit. Oh, that's in front of you. Ribbons represent them, I'm an eye, the bride, I'm loving what's in them there.
To drink and I'm gonna give her overtime. See so many titties when I'm touring in Tulsa. They show me cause they dream of me cause I'm on her poster. She fine enough, she'll get the chance to get a little closer. Then I'm gonna be in her belly like a motherfucking no-sup. She can't fit them in Victoria's Secret. Cause baby is an ace, so her cup is the deepest. If you with the girl and she walk by, can't act like you'll see shit. Not only you, but the lady gonna ask her, yo, can I be bitch? I'll be slobbering. Got to bend them in all these different positions. I just want them to give them up and all be looking delicious. And tonight they trying to turn it up. So let them crank it up or not. Lifting up their tops and tell they showing thanks. I thanks a lot. So yank your hot, put in shake the spot. I got a 34 double deer and tell her come here.
You're popping out of your double D. Knock about to come cuddle me. Watching out cause my cock is about to be hopping out to come trouble she. I'm gonna be your whore pet. Ironic like I let it more set. She knows that I want her to take her bottoms off to keep on the beautiful corset. If you got them, gonna take them out like Bada Bing. Titties, coochie, I'll take anything madam bring. It's not a thing, I love to see how them gleam. Yo, when God made Eve, what you think the first thing Adam seen?
Man, what the fuck is with all the fucking gay shit that was going on in fucking Raw tonight, man?
Today's show is brought to you by the letters ICP. which stands for Insane Clown Posse, if you didn't know, children.
Also, today's episode of Raw was brought to you by the letters G-A-Y.
Now, you can't be throwing that word around.
Well, let's see. Heyman kissing Ryback. Cesaro humping one of the fucking Usos.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
I have no idea. That's why I'm saying today's That's why I said G-A-Y.
Well, at the end of Raw, half of the locker room's going to pretty much get fired now.
Yep.
There goes the whole tag team division.
And there goes, again, RVD. I think just going back.
Yeah, there goes the whole U.S. title division. There goes the world title division.
I don't even know what this is. But
even in the midst of all that chaos, one move still hit his one move.
Yep.
And then he died.
Yes.
I don't know. And even though I missed an hour of Raw, man, doesn't seem like I missed fucking anything.
Yeah, no, you really didn't.
Because when I tuned in, it was the whole Big Show thing, and then they reminded us about it every 5 seconds, just in case we forgot.
Yeah, no, there's something that we can drink to.
Yeah, one thing happens on Raw, and then they remind you the rest of the night. They get shot every time they do that.
I don't even know what the fuck that was all about.
So, now Michael Cole's all for Daniel Bryan, huh?
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, there was a time where he couldn't stand Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, he was. Look at him. Look at the way he looks. Blah, 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 blah. Now it's, he was robbed.
Yeah. But out of nowhere came a fucking JBL chant, a Jerry chant, and I think I could have sworn I heard a Cole chant.
Yeah, and they weren't even in Canada.
Yeah, they were in Cleveland, home of the Ugly Mizzes.
Yeah, they were just in shitty, shitty Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, at least we're not going to be seeing the Miz for a while.
Yeah, man, that was probably like the best thing that happened on Raw was Orton beating the fuck out of the Miz.
Agreed.
See, I'm all right with that.
Now, if only the fuck. Now, if only he would turn his back on the fucking Shield and do all that same shit to the Shield.
Yeah, quit being a bitch, Orton. Kick all them in the head. It would have been great if he would have kicked the family in the head, man. That would have made for a good moment there.
Yeah, no, that would have been good for business.
Yeah, like back whenever he kicked John Cena's dad in the head.
Yeah, very true.
So who the hell is that dude on your page, man, that just recently found out who ICP was?
He ain't on my page. He's on David's page.
David's page? How the hell is he commenting on your post?
I don't know. But it's funny because when I looked at that dude's fucking music, you see Eminem, then Taylor Swift, and Britney Spears.
Well, that's an interesting trio there.
I'm like, God, this dude ain't even a juggalo, and he's commenting on our shit.
Where the hell did he see it at?
I'm guessing on David's page, because I tagged David in it.
So people can automatically just comment on it?
I guess so.
Huh.
Oh, joy. Single juggalos and juggalettes keeps getting uglier and uglier. Body man.
Man, that group, man, should be considered like a hate group. That's all that happens in there. It's people hate you.
I know, right? You got that one dude who's supposed to just saw fucking, let's see.
It's like I'm looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
You know, but wait, I think it's funny how Candlelit goes, all right, last post for a while. Just want to say, Eddie Murphy and I are both off the market. You flirt with my low, and I'll make sure to fuck you up, okay? Okay, thanks. Have a nice day. But yeah, you're posting your titties all over the place.
Here, I want to say this. So are you still in a relationship with somebody else on your page? And Eddie Murphy, are you still in a relationship with some other girl on your page? But yet you two are together. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they have to tell the group like we give a flying fuck. We're together. I don't care. For fuck's sake. Your bitch ain't even hot.
Hell no.
And apparently she has breast cancer. But like, I don't know, see why that would matter in this shit. I have breast cancer, so I'm going to post my titties everywhere before they're gone. I guess that makes sense. I don't.
I guess so. Well,
people are just fucking stupid.
That's okay. I'm stealing something from Eddie Murphy here. He goes, she's tired of all the thirsty-ass dudes trying to steal her away from me. And when clearly she doesn't want anyone else. Well, guess what? I'm putting up, and I'm tired of idiots using the word thirsty.
You just put, I'm tired of that idiot, Eddie Murphy.
I could definitely do that. But I'm also going to put, and no one wants her.
Dude, seriously, who the hell keeps hitting her up, man? Sure as fuck ain't us.
Hell no.
But I should make it a goal for myself, though, to end up on one of them bitches' fucking little screenshots of some dude saying some stupid shit.
Well, I think it's funny how, like, you know, you say, he's telling people to fucking, and telling her to stop posting up sexy pictures of herself, and saying that he's tired of all these thirsty-ass motherfucker niggas and shit like that.
He's fucking white, man.
You know what? I'm going to change my shit from I'm tired of idiots, I'm tired of niggas using the word thirsty.
Should be I'm tired of white boys trying to be niggas posting up, I'm tired of thirsty people.
Nope. I'm tired of idiotic niggas using the word thirsty. And no one wants her, don't worry. But I don't do this. I do only one-night stands and fuck buddies.
Did you just say you only do one-night stands and fuck buddies?
Yeah.
Well, that'll find you a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know what? There's plenty of chicks out there who ain't even looking for a relationship. They're just looking to fuck. That's fine by me.
Oh, yeah, where are they at?
Welcome on out. You find me one, I'll tell you.
Shit, man, I found the sluttiest girl in the world, man. She told me she wouldn't sleep with me unless we were in a relationship. Come on now.
I'm going to leave it up there. And I'm tired of idiotic niggas using the word thirsty. I'm going to leave it at that. And if anybody wants to comment on it, hey, feel free. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sure somebody will feel free. About as free as her titties all over Facebook.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, you know, she's telling people not to flirt with her low and blah, 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 but yet you're going to post her fucking... your fucking titties.
Oh, and another thing about that whole first picture was she tagged her boyfriend in there, and then he started saying some shit, and she's like, don't get involved. Like, really? Well, you put them in the conversation.
He go, wait, he comments in, I'm a DGK. I talk weird. What the fuck is a DGK?
What?
What the fuck is DGK?
Ain't that like a group? Or what the hell am I what the hell am I thinking of?
I don't know, but I thought DJ Clay was a clothing line or something like that from Zoomies.
Maybe it is a clothing line.
Oh wait, apparently it stands for a dirty ghetto kid. Apparently that's what he is. He's a dirty ghetto kid.
So he's from the ghetto.
Oh,
well, that's funny. I call myself Ghetto G, but I'm not from the ghetto.
Oh, look. I think it's funny how someone fucking says, like, don't even bother fucking going after my fucking comments saying, I'm tired of idiotic niggas using the word thirsty. All the input was, I'm a DGK. I talk weird.
I don't really consider that weird.
Yeah.
But, retarded, maybe, would be a better word.
It's true. It's damn true in the words of the druggie, Kurt Angle.
I was like, who the fuck's the druggie?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, he is in rehab.
Yeah, he'll be back soon.
Look, it's the one move of doom known as Roman Reigns, a.k.a. the Spear.
Fucking worst wrestler on the roster.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shit, I'd rather see Zack Ryder do more. Matter of fact, he does have a better moveset.
Man, I think Michael Cole's got a better moveset than fucking Roman Reigns. And he don't even wrestle.
Like Roman Reigns, he's like, that's what happens when you mess with an A-plus player. I was like, A-plus, man. Too bad your moveset's a fucking F.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I just stole what you said, but I comment, thirsty ain't weird. Just a retarded word.
Well, I was referring to the whole him talking weird.
Oh. Well, I summed it up as saying, thirsty ain't weird, it's just retarded.
So who the fuck comes up with these words, man? I would love to know.
Man, I have no idea. I would love
like
to know,
earlier I saw that, the Bubbles girl, man, apparently is in a relationship, and the person's cover photo says swag. So,
I should comment on his thing saying, fuck your swag.
Like, people that say, like, man or dude all the time, that's fine and all that shit. Or even dog. But, like, bro, brah, thirsty, swag, YOLO, all that bullshit just needs to go. Go away. Bury it. Bury it alive.
Well, this explains why this dude has the word swag for his fucking thing. His name is Nigtron Tyler.
Really?
His name is Nigtron. Like, are you like the nigger version of fucking Jimmy Neutron?
I guess.
Bud, you know what? I think we need a song here. I think we should have Tita on the soundboard.
Killing spree.
Yep, there we go. Tita, fuck your swag. I mean, the dude Taurine Jason, whatever the fuck his name is. Like the only thing we're fucking talking about is bitches fucking pick. Well, status is how much the fucking words thirsty, swag, yellow, bro, and butthurt suck ass. And I'm fucking retarded.
Yes.
There we go. I'm leaving my comment off with, I wish I could go back in time and find the person who created those words and kill them.
Yeah. Look what they've done to the vocabulary of young children.
Yeah, and look who they gave us, Lil Wayne.
Well, those words really didn't give us him. His stupid parents that made him gave us that. You know, the two little gremlins that had sex and then burnt that up.
Yeah, Drew. They didn't read the warning. Don't feed them at the minute and don't get them wet.
Exactly. And they failed on both. They failed on both.
Football jersey, and then unfortunately they got them wet, and look what we got: Nicki Minaj, Drake, Mac Miller.
Hey man, Nicki Minaj should be happy she meant that motherfucker though. He bought her a whole new body. Talk about let me upgrade you, huh? Shout out to Beyonce. No.
Oh, bud. Yeah.
Shit, I wish I can get an upgrade like that, shit.
Well, then go to him.
Like, you want to buy me a new body?
Yeah, buy me a new body, and I'll definitely become part of your label.
Well, we're not going to go that far. There are limits. There are limits to things.
Yeah, I guess.
Never would I stoop that low to, you know, sign with that record label. even though I got way more talent than anybody on that label.
Yeah. Man, I don't even remember that.
And that's saying something.
Man, I hate to say this. But even though he sucks, Chris has more talent than anybody on that damn label.
Man, Chris doesn't even have enough talent for his own label. Come on now. You want to put him on somebody else's label, too?
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. We'll give him to Lil Wayne, even though Lil Wayne will probably give him back. Now, that's saying something.
That's saying a whole lot. That's like this one dude, you can't understand him on a song ever, making a song about how other people suck. It's like, really, dude? I don't even know what the hell you're saying in this song. I can't even hear you in this song that you made. I'm talking about other people sucking.
Yeah, true.
But shit, man, me and Busta B, man, we made this song that wasn't the greatest song in the world, but as soon as I posted it up, like, five people liked it. Like, what the fuck? But then,
damn.
Like, I post up a real good song that we made, and nobody cares.
The fuck?
Yeah, tell me how that works.
I don't even know.
Like, the good song's got maybe one or two plays, but then, like, the shitty song that I really don't care for had five likes and shit. Like, damn. They must have liked the shitty chorus on it.
It's for how, this one dude up in all jungle chat is apparently all sad because his girlfriend blew him off for all weekend and goes to a party. Motherfucker, who gives two shits?
Call your mom.
Worse after I leave that stupid goddamn fucking status and bullshit, I get sucked right back in.
You left it? Left what?
That whole fucking shit with that motherfucker saying thirsty this. I mean, honestly,
but hold on, didn't you post it?
Well, I commented and say I'm tired of fucking thirsty. People motherfuckers on that fucking chick's page, and, yeah.
Well, how'd you get pulled back in?
That dude fucking Taurine, Jason X Dancer, because I fucking unfollowed the shit, and, you know, he decided to start liking my shit, and I get pulled back in.
Dumbass.
What's funny is the fact that, you know, I'm saying how much thirsty sucks ass and retarded, but yet the dude that fucking uses it is liking my fucking, is liking the comment.
He's an idiot, man.
Come on, really? You use the word and yet you don't understand. I'm fucking talking shit about you. You want the motherfuckers I'm talking shit about because it's like, you're the one who's fucking talking about it and using the word, and then you like my comment.
What's your zodiac? I'm a Capricorn. Nobody fucking cares, man. Go ahead and tell that chick what your zodiac sign is, Havoc. Maybe she'll add you.
Yeah, she already did.
She already added you?
Yeah.
Why, did you comment on that? Are you one of these comments?
Yeah, I said Libra. I'm going to look and check on see how old this bitch is.
Man, I don't want to comment on here because that dude got the same one as me.
Just be like, same as dude above me.
Well, a few above. Above from the last comment. It was like that one girl that posted up in here talking about, where's all the sexy lows at? I was like, I may be ugly, but at least I ain't got no money.
But that's a comment being like, where all the sexy lows at? It sure ain't in here.
I guarantee you all them fucking bitches that you up in.
Well, as long as a cockeyed bitch don't hit me up.
Oh, wow, man, this bitch's titties are straight up out on this picture.
Which one? That fucking, that one chick?
I didn't see this picture before.
You know what? I'm gonna comment. I'm gonna put a set. Where are all the sexy lips at?
Post it in that group.
That's what I'm doing.
I bet you at least 3 fat girls hit you up.
Where are all the sexy looks? I didn't even put that. I'm just putting, where are all the sexy looks?
In your dreams.
That's more than likely true because, I mean, like you come to this page, holy fuck, there ain't no one that looks good.
Yeah, you see fine ass bitches when you sleep and you wake up and you hit reality. It's like, holy motherfucker.
Oh. That chick, that heaven wild ass chick, you know, she don't look that bad.
Whoever the hell that is.
Let's see. Here we go. You got this dude Derek saying, No wonder you can't get a load, because you're not a let, you're a whore, you got kids, grow up, blah, blah, blah.
If I knew where that was, I'd like it.
All the way down past the fat ugly bitch.
What fat ugly bitch?
There, I tagged you in. Here turned out to be a total dickhead. He wanted to be first when I have two small kids that need me. Wah, wah, wah. I'ma like it.
I thought this was just a comment. I realized it was somebody that posted it all.
Well, now we know why that Taurine dude fucking went to when I said idiot niggas, because he is one.
Because he is one. Well, that wasn't racist at all.
And it's when the Bugatti Schaefer goes, I love how people ignore you. I think you meant to say how, but you put ho. I mean, I love how people can't spell.
Woo!
Actually, no. You know what? I should put it the way he did it. I should put, I love how people can't spell.
Oh, this girl right here. Yeah, I like that photo, but she's like a fucking twig.
And she looks better than half the bitches in here.
It's because it's from a distance. Ah, oh, there's that cockeyed bitch again.
Yeah, does she ever go away?
She went away for a while.
Yeah, I should put up a stat saying, world of sexy, let's say, no cockeyed bitches.
Oh, here we go with this fucking hatchet man with the rebel flag.
Fuck your rebel flag.
I just do not agree with that. But you can hate me for it. I don't care.
Because I am a full-fledged redneck and most of all in fluffy, not fat. You know what?
I see that thing you do post it. I hope people ignore you. Love the socks, girl. What the hell is that about?
But that's not a hoe, I don't know.
And on top of that, this dude's name is Bugatti.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking moron.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking, should I just kind of fuck your little flag, or should I just, you know, give him the fucking truck?
Eh, just give him the truck. Unless you want to get into a word battle.
Oh, really? I already did that with the idiotic, Dirty Ghetto Kid, a.k.a. Eddie Murphy.
Hercules, Hercules.
Oh, here comes the WWE locker room. There goes the tag team division. There goes
everything. Bring out more Heyman kissing guys. That's what the WWE needs. Good for business.
Hey, look, a has-been, a.k.a. Zack Ryder. Fuck the rebel flag, bitch.
Enjoy moments of a lifetime just by using your MasterCard.
If I meet him, I'm
enjoy time, but I mean just fucking saying, tell you to fuck off. I don't care about your MasterCard, bitch. Let's see here. Let's see who all is going to get fired. The Usos, they're going to get fired. PTP, they're going to get fired. And then the WWE's going to get sued for hate crime because Daniel Bryan's gay. Not Daniel Bryan, okay. Derek Young's gay. Justin Gabriel's gone. Ziggler's gone. Truth is gone. Barbarity's gone. And Roman Reigns is dead.
Yeah.
So there's a shitload of motherfuckers that just got fired and alongside with the referee.
Yeah, I see that. Even the referee.
But I think it's funny how, you know, they ended up making fucking Daniel Bryan lopsided.
Okay, then.
Yeah, because you see fucking PTP fucking raising them up on their shoulders. And you can clearly see the fucking height difference between fucking Terrence O'Neill and Darren Young.
Wow, dude. Fucking Victoria's slow as fuck, yo. Did I just watch the Walrus kiss Ryback?
Oh, ass motherfucker.
Where the fuck has she been for the past couple hours?
I don't know.
Because she clearly saw the end of it.
Yes. She said, I had it recorded. I watched it half-assed backwards.
That's fucking stupid. That's like you.
Well, I mean, you know what? At least I watched the entire thing up until, yeah, I went to get a pack of cigarettes. And that's pretty much the only thing I fucking went back to.
Yeah, all you missed was a match that you've already seen and, Heyman kiss Ryback, does it? Nothing too important.
No, definitely not. Get a track here.
Fine.
And I say we go with, you know what? Perfect for tonight. Even though this really ain't talking about that, but here we go with Dio. Rainbow in the dark.
The fuck?
Oh,
we're back.
Bitch, you grown. That ain't baby fat fat.
How about the fact I got so desperate earlier to find something to watch? I ended up watching Nicole again, Teen Mom.
It's funny you bring that up.
You watching that right now?
I read this post about this girl wanting to start up a teenage mom page on Facebook for giving advice and whatnot. I'm just thinking, don't fucking get pregnant while you're 16. That's the best advice that I could give you. Don't be having sex when you're a little kid, man.
Agreed.
But yeah, I could safely say I've never actually watched Teen Mom.
Man, I got bored. There's nothing else on.
Ain't no way in hell I'll ever be that bored. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened.
Gotta be something else to watch, man. Or go do something else. Don't watch TV.
Well, unfortunately, I was waiting for my movies to fucking copy to my PS3. So, otherwise, I would have watched something, ended up watching something like that.
Copy to your PS3.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because I've got to where I can copy like movies and music and shit from my computer to my PS3, and have them all on my PS3.
That's just waste space.
No, not really.
Because you got to save on there. I mean, it's taking up space.
Yeah, but I think most games take them more space than anything else.
That's what I'm saying. That uses a lot of space, but then you got movies saved on it, you run out of fucking space real quick.
That's why you buy the gigabyte.
Really? You couldn't do that during that long ass song?
How did it have to go then?
Of course not. Havoc logic. Song's over. Let's go to the bathroom now.
Havoc logic. Done pissing. Run the fuck out of the bathroom. It smells.
Don't what?
I said, done pissing, so run out of the bathroom, it smells.
Why the hell does it smell? What the hell would you leave in there?
Man, I was pissing and ripped that at the same time.
Ooh.
So, did you know that fucking, Kevin Nash can sing.
Did I know Kevin Nash can sing? No.
I didn't know that either until I ended up watching Rock of Ages. And he has a part in it where he's singing with some other dude.
We're back to this movie, huh?
That's actually not bad. I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, I'd say it's better than other musicals. In effect, you know, it's all 80s metal, 80s rock and stuff. Not Les Miserables, but a dude that looks like fucking Daniel Bryan. But there isn't. But there's a movie that's coming on sometime later that I'm gonna be recording. Cause it's probably one movie I have not seen the full way through yet at all. And it's Bulletproof Monk.
Wow.
Hello, Taken 2 is on. Turn that star 12. I'll record it.
On what?
Max. Cinemax.
I'm still yet to see that one, but I saw the first one, and I liked the first one.
Let's see, Die Hard with a Vengeance is on. Oh, that's back in fucking 95. I don't want to see that one.
Well, the one you're looking for is, what is it? Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah. Ah. One of the classic movies. Well, kind of classic today, bro. Fucking David Boreanaz and Tara Reid into it. Bro, Wicked Flair. I think I have that. And then the most absolute horde of the fucking Scream trilogies. Scream 4 comes on at fucking 12 something.
You say Scream 4?
Yeah.
That wasn't that bad, man. Surprisingly, it was pretty good.
I mean, it's not bad, but wasn't that good either.
I just said surprisingly, it was pretty good.
I mean, I don't know, but I think, you know, I still prefer the original.
Well, yeah, we all prefer the original of something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, what's going to happen on SmackDown? Everyone's going to get fired.
Everyone's fired. There won't be no SmackDown.
Or Raw, ever again.
Yep. You're all damned to watching TNA for the rest of your life.
Oh, well, I'd rather watch that than watch The Shield over and over again.
Well, I wouldn't push it that far.
I mean, come on, think about it. They fire everybody else in that ring. All they have left is the Wyatts, The Shield, Orton, and Big Show. And then, like,
yeah, perfect opportunity. The Wyatts, take everybody out.
Yeah. And, of course, we have Del Rio there, Christian.
No. And send him back to Mexico.
Fandango, who can't even dance with the fucking life of him.
He knows, like, maybe one little dance, and that's it.
Yeah, he's just the fucking hot shot fucking dancer.
Yeah, what the fuck? I bet you can't dance any more than what he knows right there. Challenge him.
Man, I can't even dance. Fuck out of here.
So what, man? Be like, I bet you don't know any more dance moves, motherfucker.
Yeah, more likely. The only dance I'd probably try to attempt would be the worm, and that'd be a big rock.
Yeah, right. I want to see you do the worm. I know this dude that actually can do the worm.
Well, in my case, it'd be the whale. Like, I can't get up.
Well, if you were doing the whale, all you'd do is just pretty much lay there.
Man, why is it we haven't seen the fucking Tons of Funk versus Fandango yet for in a dance contest?
Because nobody wants to see that.
Well, I mean, come on, man! Like last Thursday, like we saw the Miz Co Inferno. And then Kali, R-Truth, and then Fandango. I mean, you know, that right there would have been a perfect opportunity for Tons of Funk to come out.
Well, they weren't invited.
Yeah. Probably for fear that the ring would break.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, you know, they could have brought, I think the good thing about that entire thing is, Vicky Guerrero didn't decide to dance.
Yeah, where the hell's she been at lately?
In chasing her future husband, a.k.a. a hog.
Did you say a hog?
Yeah.
Like, literally, like a hog?
Yes.
Okay, then.
You know what? We should have played this on fucking Wednesday. The fucking alley of SCP Theater.
What?
Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. She's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got me.
You mean he's so horny?
Ooh, rump up smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing. To hell with romance and get sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines. Send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got to pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
life.
Here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
Do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back. Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, because your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, because there's girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900 mix a lot and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back.
we are back.
And kids, we have learned a very valuable lesson today.
Yeah, what's that? Don't let Havoc watch TV when he's bored.
Oh, that's one of them.
What else did we learn?
Even if a bottle of water is empty, make sure there's a top on it before tossing it around.
Why is that?
Because I got water in my eyes in the bottle.
You said there was nothing in it, though.
Yeah, well, just drops of water.
Uh-oh. Have it got splooged in the eye.
Yes, I got splooged in the eye. But, just water.
That's a splooged in the eye.
But fuck that, ain't splooge. You know, I got to pull a fucking tell right now. Who loves orange soda? Havoc loves orange soda.
Why do you always turn into fucking Psycho Killer, man? Stop that shit. His spirit is taking over your body.
I hope not. Kill myself.
Pretty soon you're going to be starting having sex with animals.
No, never happening, ever.
And being locked in your sister's basement.
Oh, I don't even have a sister, so that wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah? Well, that sucks for you. That'd just be some random person's basement.
Well, as long as it's Jenna Jameson, I don't care.
Yeah, that will never happen.
And I can only dream.
Exactly. You can only dream. And you know why you're allowed to dream? Because you're white.
Yeah, true. Very true. You know, if I wasn't white, I would not be allowed to have a dream. I'd probably be dead.
Exactly. Like the last black person to have a dream.
Yeah. Chill. Rest in peace. You are now white.
Man, Chill never had a dream.
Man, Chill wants us to call in tonight. Don't fuck.
Yeah, what the fuck is he commenting on pictures from? When the hell was that even from?
Okay, like June or July.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Damn. How does he even see that?
I know. Although I'm passing the fuck out, all of a sudden I hear a fucking ding on my phone, like, what the fuck? And it's him saying, look, it's that dude Havoc. Whatever the fuck he said.
Passing out? What the fuck time did you go to sleep?
What time did he fucking put that comment?
Because I'm saying, I saw that comment around like 7 or so, and it said like 6 hours ago. The fuck time did you go to bed?
I think about, 1 o'clock.
The fuck?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep, so I was like, fuck it. I stayed up, and then I finally passed out.
Let's see.
Yeah, it was about 12 hours ago.
Why the hell did this lady just put a fucking pipe around her neck like a necklace?
Nope.
That was fucking stupid. Stupid TV.
Ah, here we go. I found out. He goes, look, it's Havoc. And he tries to mention me in the fucking comment, in the fucking picture. And I go, look, it's a crackin' named Chill.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I said, I didn't even ask him. You called in tonight? He goes, sure. Where the fuck you at?
And then for some strange reason, you said that they should put my head on Michael Cole's body.
I mean, I think it'd be kind of weird having Chill's head on fucking Michael Cole's body.
that should happen.
All you see is a dude with fucking white hands, white legs, and then a black head.
So wait, that post wasn't from like June or something, man. That post was from fucking Sunday.
Okay, I didn't even notice that. Either way, fucking Joe wasn't here for fucking Sunday either.
But of course not.
Instead, we got stuck with Little Miss.
I want to hear the netting game on House of Metal.
Why is that, man? We find some bitch that comes on here that only wants to hear one song.
Yeah, I know, right? I can't go
one more. The one wanted to hear that song. The other one wanted to hear We Don't Die.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, seriously? It's called House of Metal. All you get is metal. And, come on, like, I even tried to explain the loopholes. Five Finger Death Punch. Featuring Tech 9. We could play it. Kibosh. That's metal. That's metal that's rocking away. We could play that. ICP for featuring Slash. That can get played because it features Slash and Slash is metal. No! They want to get a netting game. And we don't die.
Well, I wasn't referring to House of Metal Night. I was just referring to every time they were here.
Well, yeah, too. Man, fucking, man, I don't know. I'm just fucking expecting them to one of these days, because to hear them, sound me fucking their mom.
Why would anybody request that?
I don't know. What up?
I don't think anybody wants to hear you fucking their mom.
I mean, not just that. I mean, come on, man. Like, she requested bodies one time before. Yeah, then last night she requested bodies. You know, Johnny Cool.
That was the first. It's the first time I heard it.
I had one time once before. I mean, I had to make them realize there's more than one track. There's more than one song by Johnny Cool, and she tried to justify it by saying bodies is the most recognized. Song by him. Hello, Sinner, Tear Away.
Why don't you go ahead and play Pity Me, or Pity, I should say.
We uploaded it to the soundboard.
Man, you ain't even got it. Naming all these songs last night, and you probably ain't got none of them on the soundboard.
I've got most of the,
Which ones are on the soundboard?
Find out here. Let's go up and away. Let's see. I don't want Kill Devil yet. Oh, we go past Lordy. We got Bodies, Saturday Night. One Finger and a Fist. In Memory of Dave Williams. And Pity's being uploaded at the moment.
Really?
Speak.
Those are the songs that are on the soundboard?
Yeah.
You put nothing for Drowning Pool up here.
I mean, you know, shifted like,
you put,
in a way.
You put all that
new,
put
and
all that new shit, man. That new shit's all that's up here.
I mean, like I said, you know, we have bodies up there.
But, of course, that's probably been up there for quite a while now, though.
Well, yeah. Lopez, let's see what's going on tonight.
Same old episode.
Yeah. The Art of Boxing. Gorgeous House of Cards. Dan Stever. Gotta be crazy.
Yep.
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 No, don't ask.
The hell was that?
I said don't ask. And later on, it should be good because I'm going to be ripping ass later.
I don't know why you feel the need to tell us these things.
Well, let's just say I'm going to be making some empanadas later. And maybe some homemade burritos.
Jeez. Should be blowing up the house.
Yeah. Here we go with pity. I pity the fool.
Get up on here.
Peace of mind.
No shit.
Michael always tell Destiny to call in.
Oh my god. Do what you gotta do.
Or anybody, I'll tell her. That we played Fugate, the netted game at the start of the show. This is probably a bitch saying, well, we weren't here. Well, we told you to call in, but, to hear it, but you weren't here.
I don't know. May as well play another song, though.
You have to do it.
Such an old school audience. My goodness.
Let's go away. So, Gettleman, are you ready to dive back into your childhood next year?
I don't want to dive back into my childhood.
Because next year, Girl Meets World debuts.
Say Phil Meets World?
I said Girl Meets World.
So it's finally going to happen?
Yes. Corey Matthews is going to be a teacher. Yeah, apparently, Corey and Topanga are going to have three kids.
Yep.
But, I wonder if, we'll see again the, surprises up on this one, like, you know, again,
Mr. Feeney.
Yeah. It's Sean.
I don't know. I don't really know if they bring him back.
Why not?
I don't know. Any, like, I don't know, like a crazy dude now? So here's a question for you. The iTunes version of the Prozac CD, is there any bonus tracks on that?
Rundell here. Prozac. Y'all Fall Down. As I can see now.
Well, how many tracks are on there?
15.
I don't know, man. I like how they kept saying that there was no features on this album. But from what I heard, man, all of the damn tracks don't have just Prozac in them. Seems like there was like a chick singing in one, and some dude was singing in one. They gotta be featuring somebody.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because people were asking if there's any features on this album. And then I think he told somebody that there was going to be nobody.
Yep, they found out.
My guess is these people weren't that big or something.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. From what I've heard of the CD, it's actually pretty good. Talking about real shit instead of all the money that they got.
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I guess.
You guess?
Yep.
Well, excuse me for boring you.
It's not the fact that I mean, come on. Think about it, man. Fucking Stevie Stone. You know, we thought it was just going to be fucking Berlin's Hung on one track. And then turned out to be Cut Calhoun as well.
Yeah, but turns out he's on it, though. He's just the next verse.
Yeah.
He just doesn't get mentioned that he's in the song. But he's still
exactly.
In the song.
Whereas Prozac, you know, they don't mention any features, but like you said, they have features.
Yeah. Let's see if they tell us who it is.
Doubt it.
Guitar and bass by Seven. Produced by Seven. Here we go. Additional vocals. Talia, maybe? I don't even know how to say this name. And then the last name, K-E-R-R-E-O-S.
I'm not even going to try.
I don't even know how to say these names. I feel stupid. Jace Wilbert plays a guitar and bass on this track. Additional vocals, Tyler Leon of Evelyn Awake, whatever that is.
No idea.
Yeah, man, there's a bunch of different vocals on this damn CD.
Yeah, and they tell us that there's no features, motherfuckers.
This is mainly because people probably don't know who these motherfuckers are.
Probably. I don't know what the fuck they are, and you just listed their names.
There's a bunch more names on this one track for vocals. There's a bunch of vocals on it. Yeah, dude, there appears to be other vocals on pretty much every track. Except for maybe those two.
They lied to us saying that there's no features. Bastards.
It's mainly all the same people that are on each track. But, yeah, my guess is that nobody knows who these people are, so they didn't even feel like saying that they were features.
Yeah, I guess. Did you get the new Juicy J CD?
I downloaded that offline, but I never listened to it, though. Mainly because I saw Lil Wayne was all over.
If Lil Wayne's all over it, I won't ever get it.
Well, he's in that song that was released off of that album, that Banza Maker Dance.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know that track, but you said he's in it.
But yeah, there's nobody really real big that's featured on this album. There's like no Tech N9ne, no Calico, nobody else like he had on what's that, Tales from the Sick?
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if Eric would be on Girl Meets World.
Say Eric?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that dude?
That old. And everybody just
he got old.
Oh wait, no, but he does voice acting now for Thundercats and Batman: The Brave and the Bold.
Thundercats is still on.
Yeah, he does the voice of Lionel.
Wow.
Let's see, he's also a part of Teen Titans nowadays. He was a part of the Penguins of Madagascar.
Really? He's on that show? He does a voice on it? Whose voice does he do?
Randy the Sheep.
I don't even think I've ever seen a sheep on there. But them Penguins crack me up, though, man.
Yeah, man, it seems like ever since that happened, you know, fucking Boy Meets World ended, he just died off. Let's see, he was a part of Kim Possible, Lilo and Stitch. Static Shock, Justice League. He was a part of a couple of video games. Like, he was part of the Tony Hawk's Wasteland, Chicken Little, Rogue Galaxy, all these, games that nobody cares about.
So why aren't you waiting in line, man, for that release that was happening tonight?
What release?
For GTA 5, man.
And I ain't got no money for it. Otherwise, I would have been.
People get hit that midnight release.
Yeah, well, like I said, I ain't got no money. I got like $5 left in my fucking card. But I do got a metal band metal/rock band that you actually might like.
You always seem to say that.
Well, check them out. This is Kill Devil Hill. The track is called War Machine.
Faces of death.
So get them in, what'd you think?
Sounded pretty good.
Yeah, man, Kill Devil Hill was actually a super group, man, made up of Vinnie Appice, who was a drummer for Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell and Dio, and of course Rex Brown, who was the bassist for Pantera and Down, then the guitarist Mark Zavon and Dewey Bragg of Pissing Razors.
What is your deal with supergroups lately?
I don't know, but I'm just fucking, like, I found these guys, fucking love them.
You found a bunch of fucking groups like that this week.
Well, hell, man, come on, man, fucking House of Metal. We definitely need a good shitload of metal, man. And
But I'm just saying, you have metal groups and whatnot, but then you found this group with all the same people just mashed into one group.
Oh, not really all the same people. Like I said, being a piece was a part of Black Sabbath, then Heaven, Hell, and Dio, then, of course, Rex Brown was a part of Pantera.
I'm saying you have Disturbed, and then you got that Device group. You got System of a Down, but then you got that Device group.
Then we got fucking, well, then again, Hell Yeah, but is actually a,
That's what I'm saying, too, but you didn't recently find them, though.
No, but, man, I just been recently finding out about all them from, that metal show, actually.
Well, at least you're watching something all right on TV.
Yeah, man, I mean, if you got VH1, like, you should definitely check that show out, man. It's fucking amazing.
Man, I don't ever watch VH1.
I mean, like I said, you know, definitely check it out. It's definitely worth the check out. I mean, they got an episode coming up tonight at 2 a.m. featuring Tooth and Nails, George Lynch, Jeff Pilsen, and Mick Brown. Fucking amazing. And of course, they're going to be having Slash up on there as well. And Brian Tichy, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I believe he was the drummer for so many motherfuckers, like Ball, Billy Idol, Foreigner, Whitesnake, Speedbag, Gear. He was fucking Kenny Wayne Shepherd for a while, Derek Sherian, Vinnie Moore. Stevie Salas, Pride and Glory, BZ, TMG, like, the list goes on for this guy. This is a freaking one of the legends out there.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know what the fuck you watching.
I was just kind of wondering why there was a shirtless dude in our street team.
Oh, fuck. Why the fuck is there a shirtless dude in our fucking street team? Where the fuck that up, dude? Where the fuck did he come from?
Fucking
that fucking Matt Platt dude, where the fuck did he come from?
Don't know.
That John dude's one of your boys.
Who?
That dude John up in there. He's one of your boys. John Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's... Yeah, I know what that is. I literally actually know who that is.
Yeah, wasn't that the dude that was arguing with somebody about being right about something?
Yeah, like I don't think he's one of those people.
No, the dude that, like, wasn't he one of the ones that like misspelled fuck it and follow and something like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
At least now I know I would never add this motherfucker because he's a fucking fan of the Steelers, you know. Steelers.
It's because he's from here, man.
Yeah, even though he can't spell Steelers right the correct way.
Oh, well, he's a bit slow.
Yeah, he put Steelers.
Well, that's how they used to do it.
But I can't stand the Steelers, so he would never get added.
Yeah, I don't like the Steelers either.
Yeah, you have him added.
It's because I know who he is, motherfucker. I see him at all the shows and shit.
Look, it's Brian J. Check it out, Daniel Bryan's ass.
Yeah, he's the one that posted that picture. I was like, what the fuck? How did we miss this?
By the way, what's even funny is the fact that he's staring at Daniel Bryan's ass and JJ's trying to fucking grab his ass.
Yeah, it's a very awkward picture. Who the hell took the picture, though?
Apparently Grant and Ashley, whoever the fuck that is.
Man, whoever the hell that is probably didn't even take the picture, Juggalo Hall of Fame. Is that where you're seeing it?
I don't know. I found Grant and Ashley. That's who I'm on. That's where I'm at.
They're the ones that took the picture?
Yeah.
And where the fuck were they at?
I don't fucking know.
Were they standing right there by the ring? Were they over the barricade? No.
I don't think he was. And all these people fucking saying Vontae's got skin cancer. He does not have skin cancer.
Are you still on that?
I want to comment and ask, why is Von Jay staring at Dan Burns' ass?
Well, we already had that conversation when I posted the picture.
Yeah, I know. But I want to comment on this, on these people's fucking page. Why the fuck is it people, you know, feel the need to combine their fucking profiles?
Because they're stupid.
Yeah, true. Fucking idiots. Go to hell.
Like, bitch, how am I supposed to talk to other bitches if you're on my page?
Gigantor already passed, which sucks. Yeah, fucking, and actually, shit, man, if they came closer to me or closer to you, you probably could have gone.
I don't even know what that is.
Again, it's a concert that, it's like Ozfest, but it was created by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
And who was on that?
They had so many people on it. I mean, like, for the 2013 one, they had Megadeth, Black Label Society, Hell Yeah, Device, Newstead, and Death Division. Last year they had Megadeth, Motorhead, Volbeat, Lick and Coil. 2008 they had Megadeth, of course, In Flames, Sugar the Bodom, Job for a Cowboy, and High on Fire. February 2008 was Job for a Cowboy and Evil. 2007, That Guy, Lick and Coil, Devil Driver, Bring Me to the Horizon. 2006 was Megadeth, Lamb of God, Opeth, Arch Enemy, Overkill, Into an Eternity, Sanctity, and Smash Up. And then for the very first one, it was Megadeth, Dream Theater, Anthrax, Fear Factory, the Dillinger Escape Plan, Nevermore, Life of Agony, Symphony X, Dry Kill Logic, and Bubba Flex.
I know who that is. Bubba Flex.
Yeah, man, I'm like, you know,
they were on a Twisted tour at one time.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it was that show that one of them dudes almost kicked somebody in the head in the front row.
Maybe it was Randy Orton.
No. But at that show, man, I just remember this dude that ended up being at a few shows after that. Like, this motherfucker was all up on me, man. He was, like, pinching my arm and shit. I was like, the fuck is this dude doing?
What the fuck is he pinching your arm for?
I have no idea. He's a real douchebag.
Yeah, I agree.
It was just very weird.
Again, I agree. Oh, how the fuck you... Why the fuck are you pinching a dude's fucking elbow for? Hit arm.
Fucking bald ass motherfucker. We're like the classic moment at a Mudvayne show where the crowd was just swaying back and forth the entire time and shit, and then my pants ended up, like, pretty fucking low. So I had to, like, make a way so I'd be able to pull my pants off and shit.
There we go. That's fine. Now that that's fucking settled. Go check out the JR Street Team.
No.
Nigga, just do it.
Don't call me a nigga.
Okay, fine. Crack up.
Don't you stop being racist. And what happens in the group?
I made a small change because I got tired of seeing people's fucking faces.
I got tired of people seeing people's faces.
Yeah, I got tired of seeing their faces. So I made a change to do it.
And what you do? Updated the group photo.
Like I said, I got tired of seeing everybody's faces.
Okay. I see what you did now.
So much better.
What's this fucking bitch would stop poking me?
I got people poking me, too. I'm just not going to bother poking them back.
Matter of fact, the other day I posted a picture It was that rabbit picture I posted in one of the groups or something for the show. And then this motherfucking dude liked that shit. And then he came to my page and poked me, thinking I was her or something.
What the fuck?
That's my guess anyway. Why else would a dude be poking me? Fucking idiots.
Oh. Oh, man, that's fucking priceless.
Proves how fucking stupid people are.
And when clearly you had a picture of a dude as your cover, as your fucking profile pic.
I'm just saying, man, because I posted a picture of a chick doesn't mean I'm that girl. What the fuck?
Well, according to them, it does. But I don't even know what to say about that. Let's see what I want to get for my rewards here. How much for the Starbucks? $10. Fuck out of here. Gift cards, man. They used to have a fucking Hot Topic gift card. They got rid of it. Boom. Well, if I had 20,000 points, I can get fucking Papa John's. But I don't want Papa John's. Fuck out of here. Products. Great deals on what? Let's see. Automotive. I don't even have a car. What the fuck you come up with?
I don't even have a car.
Yeah, it's true. I don't have a car. What the fuck do I want to look at the automotive one for?
I thought you said you got a car.
And my mom has a car.
Still a car.
Yeah, it's still a car, except, you know, all the places that, you know, that they're giving me fucking coupons for and shit like that are nowhere near where I am. Let's see, we ain't got a big old tires. We ain't got a grease monkey. We ain't got a Mako. We ain't got a tire. We ain't got a Just Tires or a Tire Kingdom. NTV, Merchants Tires and Auto Center, we don't have that. What the fuck? You give me the ones that we don't have.
We got a Grease Monkeys.
Oh, I mean, well, I mean, then again, you know, that's what you used to call the people that didn't, back in school that worked, that was in the fucking auto club and shit like that, working on cars.
That was usually, a racial term for, like, black people, too.
Let's see, $5 with any $25 off of any purchase of $25 or more for Boston Market.
It's a Boston Market. I haven't ate there in forever.
I haven't either. $5 off of any cheesecake at cheesecake.com.
Cheesecake.com?
Yeah.
Here we go with that buying food offline again.
There we go. $10 fire grilled whole chicken from El Polo Loco. We got an El Polo Loco.
So, so they deliver the same day?
I doubt that.
Be like, I'm going to order this, get it a week later.
I'm gonna just go for the fucking Boston Market. Let's see, 10% off of Fandango gift cards. Fuck out of here. Legoland, Florida. Why the fuck would I ever want to go to Legoland for?
To build something.
Yeah, I'll build a fucking sledgehammer so to fucking whack Wayne in the head with. And mainly Little Wayne.
Why would you build it out of Legos? Why don't you just get a fucking sledgehammer?
Well, I mean, come on, man. I'm at Lego World, so I might as well fucking build something that I can hurt somebody with.
It's not going to hurt anybody. It's just going to fall to pieces.
Well, there you go. That's a good point. It's going to fall to pieces, so you know what? I'll go to a Little Wayne concert, fucking throw it at the fucking stage, and just watch it fucking fall on his ass.
I just want to say, did that commercial for vegetables release a anorexic blend on it? Or was it a different word?
Probably. I wasn't watching that.
Because that'd be really funny if it said anorexic blend, because it's for, like, vegetables and shit.
That'd be really weird.
The real skinny people.
Gerard Deli, hey, chocolate.
There's no need for that. Just to talk about chocolate.
Oh, that's what this thing says. It says Gerard Deli chocolate.
I don't hear it saying anything.
Well, that's what this thing says. If you read it, it's G H I R A R T E L L I. What the fuck did that spell you? I said G, not J.
Well, I was singing the Jell-O song. So what now?
Oh, look. I found something for... If you have 3,000 points, you get 15% off all products at kingofpop.com.
Yeah.
I don't know what that really is. I'm just getting some fucking gourmet popcorn.
Ooh.
Move on to something that might be interesting to me.
Nothing seems too interesting on there.
There we go. Save $5 when you spend $50 at Sears.
The hell was that?
3,000 points.
Why is 3,000 points funny?
Because it says 3,000 points save $5 when you spend $50 at Sears.
Oh, Sears. Ooh. Wow, did you not say Sears the first time?
What the fuck did you think I said?
I thought you said, like, Fears or something.
Yes. Yes, because I want to say $5. I said $50 at Sears.
Well, you sure as fuck didn't say Sears. Enunciate, Havoc.
Okay. Sears.
Man, that's, I didn't hear no S in that.
There you go, man. You get $10 off of a purchase of $40 or more at Dots. I don't even know what the fuck Dots is.
I don't think anybody does.
Oh, look, free shipping on orders of $49 or more at Red Envelope. The fuck you are.
Why do they got the stupidest things?
I have no clue. Like I said, I'm about to go for the Boston Market.
Well, why can't they give you, like, some prizes you'd actually won? Like, some movies or some.
There we go. 4,000 points up for one day free rental at Redbox.
That's what would happen to Havoc right there. he'd win a boxing match and then he'd pull his gloves off and punch himself in the face.
A book?
That's what happened to Max on George Lopez. You never seen this episode?
Yeah, I see that one.
I never realized that he punched himself in the face. Oh, yeah, did you notice with Paul Heyman and shit, man, he was all fucked up, but he had time to shave and all that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
He got all cleaned up after he got his ass beat.
Your eye.
I punched myself in the eye. That's what happened.
Oh, stop it. There's too smart to believe that. The truth is, him.
He said Castro was stronger than Superman. I lost my cool when I hit them. Put my boy in a ring so people can hit him? What the fuck? I don't know, but like, this is definitely one of the good episodes, but I think the best episode of them all is when fucking, you know, George, you know, attempts to fucking dance, but he can't dance.
Your smile. Every day, you stay there. So every day, you went to remove up to
90%. Yep. But, man, I'm hungry as a motherfucker because I haven't eaten anything all day since
whatever
I woke up.
Whatever, go eat, motherfucker.
Hey.
Bye.